The title of this essay is The Evolution of Awareness. It stands to reason that if consciousness evolves within forms that evolve, then awareness would unfold along that same route as they do. That route can be broken down into stages using generic terms, albeit heavily baggaged generic terms. The evolution of awareness began in physical awareness, progressed to feminine awareness, and is now in masculine awareness, and is moving into causal awareness. Using the terms feminine and masculine will likely trigger some emotional reaction, but try and cast attachment to gender aside. Obviously, the physical stage of awareness's evolution lasted the longest period, billions of years, in fact, until the advent of warm-blooded creatures. Each stage begins at its base level of manifestation, then eventually cresting at a transition into the next stage. I simply am not an expert on pre-warm-blooded animal times, so I am not going to pretend that I am. The crest of the physical stage is most likely lost to time, but the insect population organized around hives and huge bird flocks are likely precursor to herds, with a more genetic physical sense of child-rearing rather than the emotional ties of family which emerged. During the transitional time between the physical and feminine stages, family units such as herds emerged, where the collective effort of the related group assured survival and a better chance of spreading the family genetic code. There was safety in numbers, and to assure there would be an inherent desire to stay grouped, emotions, via neurotransmitters, were the likely addition to the nervous system at the advent of the feminine stage, most notably with the introduction of warm-blooded animals and eventually our human ancestors. The feminine age crested with the earth and nature-based religions, where nature was seen as the creator and punisher, nurturer and mother of all living beings. The times of transition between ages is where the awareness level that is becoming obsolete is mixed in with the emergent properties of the expanded awareness being introduced. During the transition between the feminine stage and the masculine stage, several emergent properties took place. The first was the introduction of spoken and written language, which allowed our group awareness to be passed along in a more effective way than body language and telepathy. It also allowed one group's awareness to be introduced and compared to other groups' awareness. Thus, comparative religion and borrowing of great storylines was introduced. The other major thing to occur was we went from hunter-gatherers to farmers. This all but destroyed the notion of nature or earth being all-powerful and in absolute control of the lives of humans. Our intellectual and physical efforts decided whether we went hungry or not. During the transition between feminine and masculine awareness, Eastern religion was born. I don't think we know which of actual culture was the initial one to rise up as a nation, Egypt, India, or Asia. But Eastern religion definitely reflects both the feminine, passive, and the masculine, exploring the mind, awarenesses. Egyptian and Asian mythology and religion seem both feminine and masculine in content, too. Regardless, there is an almost clear path from those regions to the advent of philosophy and eventually the masculine sky gods of the three major religions of today. The true heir of the masculine stage of awareness at its crest was not any of the three major religions of this world, although they still vie for top position. It was and still is science. Science took the mystery out of not only nature, but the mind as well. It broke creation down into its mechanical parts, and is still regarding what mystery that is left as just a matter of time before it is uncovered. Other branches of science have for the most part made religions obsolete, but to their most ardent followers. We enter now into the transitional stage between masculine and causal awareness. Causal awareness is just another way of saying awake. Every age has its truths, which survive the tides and times of awareness stages. This transition is no different as truths amassed over eons of incarnations and the preceding stages of awareness are all now coming together to form a nearly finished puzzle. The puzzle, when viewed as an ontological system, looks a lot like an emergent self-aware, conscious creator. There are likely whole sections of libraries covering the life and times of each of these stages of awareness's evolution, which would support this essay, but I am simply not that learned on those topics. I am offering the bare framework for anyone to build off that wants to explore what we are. The idea of awareness progressing from physical to emotional to mental to causal has been a part of my ontological system for years. It is something I contemplate on often and always seem to find another piece of the puzzle that reflects this journey consciousness has been on. The path for all of us is very similar from deep sleep to fully functional awake self-awareness. This may help you to understand why the disparity exists in the human race. Those burdened by deity beliefs have always had to carry that cross. Why would a god allow for such inequality? Eastern philosophy tackled the same disparity by inventing the dogma of karma. But what if you just graduated from a higher mammal status and you evolved to the next resonant level of brain, human? You just left the animal kingdom, so you are not going to begin in the human body as a rocket scientist. You are going to begin at the bottom of the human awareness basement. Evolution moves in one direction only. The animal kingdoms, especially the higher mammals, have been decimated over the past few hundred years. The human population have been increasing in astounding numbers in that same time. Souls have to go somewhere, and it has to be progressive. The vast majority of human population growth is taking place in the third world nations, where many people barely live above the awareness of animals. We did not have to, as an individual, descend from apes. There are many mammals and some other species that have rather advanced awareness for the animal kingdom. The idea that we might descend from some filthy apes really bothers some religious people. This is because they are focused on the form itself, and not on the animating force behind it. We did not descend from apes or other higher awareness, lesser species. We ascended from less complex brains and nervous systems. We are ascendants, not descendants.